Well, joining us now on the Progressive Insurance guest line, Progressive makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Joining us now is Sean Merriman, former NFL standout. Sean, thanks so much for joining. You're on with David and Carla.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about your new league, the Lights Out Extreme Fighting League.
Yeah, Lights Out Extreme Fight, my new MMA league. We debuted a few weeks ago, actually, on Fox Sports West in Prime Ticket. And we threw a hell of a show, man. It was a local MMA promotion out here called California Extreme Fighting that I had a lot of interest in. So I went in and kind of partnered up with them and rebranded the league as Lights Out Extreme Fight. And we threw a hell of a show.
We're talking to former NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, Sean Merriman. So there are a lot of whispers that we're going to get you in the MMA ring. Are you going to fight?
You know what? It's a couple guys that we're talking to that I would. The goal is not to do it. I mean, obviously, I'm running a lot of stuff with the league, and that's keeping me pretty occupied. And once you get in that cage, man, it's one of the things you got to do it 100%. If you go all the way in or don't do it at all. So if I don't have the time to train and get prepared for it, then I won't do it. But there is a couple guys that we are talking to that it could possibly happen.
Yeah, this is the Lights Out Extreme Fighting League. And, yeah, running it is hard to do, and it's a big undertaking. You know, you're talking to a guy who runs SB Nation Radio, and yet I do a show once a week. The only way I can do it is I got Carla to carry me, so she enables me to do this, and hopefully you can find your way into a fight.
Sean, can you give us a little preview on your July 6th fight card?
Yeah, July 6th, we got Jack May against Jay Silva, big heavyweight title fight coming up. You know, Jack May has just beat Mike Quintero on the May 11th card, and he's back again. So these guys have been going back and forth on social media, and you know, to tell the other guy what he's going to do to him. And I said, look, I'm going to just stay out of it. I'm going to put the page and try to keep everything clean. But July 6th, the Burbank Marriott event convention. Go get your tickets at lightsoutxf.com.
That's great. You know, Lights Out, perfect name. Of course, it was your nickname in the NFL, and now you've carried it into your fighting league. Well, that'll be exciting. Can we shift gears and talk a little NFL? Would love to get your thoughts on the Chargers. They are a team that seem pretty darn well-balanced and poised for a great season.
Yeah, well, if you look at how that roster's built, right, they're one of the teams who didn't make any big splash during the offseason, and they didn't have to. They're kind of loaded all over the place, and you know, they already have enough talent to go out and compete for a championship. You know, the problem is that when you're this stacked as a team and have this much talent, you come in game one on everybody's radar and people know what you can do. So they're going to have a, you know, uphill battle, and they got to be ready to play at the start of the season.
And, Sean, so a defensive player like yourself, when you get to play against elite offensive talent and practice every day like you did with Phillip Rivers and LaDainian Tomlinson, does that really help players of today now that they have a lot less hitting in their practices?
Well, not necessarily. You know, I know the rules and stuff have changed, but I think that people forget that it is still football. You know, it is a very violent game, and that's why people love it. You know, that's why I love the game, the violence and the brute of it. But at the same time, you know, they have done some things to protect the players a little bit more, you know, with the helmet-to-helmet contact. But, yeah, so the game has changed a little bit. I think that I probably have a couple more sacks on my record because they're throwing 10 or 15% more. They always get a line back up in shotgun and throwing the ball a lot more. So I'll get a lot more opportunities to go get a quarterback. So the game has changed a little bit.
We're talking to three-time Pro Bowler Sean Merriman. It's funny for me, as a Cowboys fan, I remember the draft when you came out, and I was thinking the Cowboys were going to draft DeMarcus Ware one pick before you. You both went on to great careers. How do you compare the way you two played?
You know, it's funny because, you know, I took the visit down there with the Cowboys, and they told me as well that they were going to draft me, Jerry Jones and Bill Parcells at the time. And, you know, so I was ready to be a Cowboy, and my family and friends and high school coaches all said I was going to be a Cowboy, and that didn't happen on game day. But the Chargers also told me that if I slipped to number 12, that they would draft me, and they did. So it worked out well, man. DeMarcus and I, we stayed, you know, very, very good friends over the course of our careers, and we would reach out to each other every few weeks or so during the season, shoot each other a text message. You know, when I'll have a two-sack game, or he'll have a two-sack game, and I'll have none. So, you know, it was they got a Hall of Fame player, man. You know, DeMarcus Ware is the first ballot Hall of Fame, and I can't wait to see that happen.
Sean, so you're the gold standard here. NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, NFL Sacks Leader, 3-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro. Looking back, what are your thoughts right now on all the roughing the penalty, all the roughing penalties and protecting the quarterback now?
Yeah, it's tough. It's hard to go out there and just pin your ears back and go play the game because you're constantly always reminded that you could get a flag or you could get fined when you're just trying to get a guy to the ground. I believe over the course of my career, I was only fined. I believe one time I was fined for a hit below the knees and was crawling to hit the quarterback and I didn't get up. But that nowadays would have been a double mm-hmm. fine, right? I mean, the consequences would have been way worse. So. You know, you're watching the game and you see these guys out there trying to go after the ball and sometimes, you know, just touch a quarterback's face mask or hit him somewhere around the shoulder area and get in the flag. It's really hard to go out there and just go. It's really hard to go out there and lay it all over the line.
We're talking to former All-Pro player Sean Merriman. It is interesting you say that. When you look at the top pass rushers today, well, first of all, of course, you got the nickname Lights Out for knocking some kids out in
four in one game
way back in high school, right? So to think of the new rule changes in tempering your ability to rush the passer, yes, I could see a disconnect there. But let's go to today's pass rushers. Who stands out to you? Who impresses you the most?
Right now, Khalil Mack, I think, is at the top of the list when you talk about outside linebackers and pass rushers because he brings so much to the table. And, you know, it's funny, my linebacker coach, John Pagano, who coached me with the Chargers, also coached Khalil with the Raiders, and he called me after the first week of practice. He said, Sean, Khalil is the real deal. He's you know, one of the best I've seen, if not the best, and he was including me in that, which I wasn't too happy about. But he, you know, Khalil, he's just on another level. You know, you talk about a guy who can also drop in a pass rush, pass coverage if you need him to. But, you know, you got to put two guys in. You got to slide protect him off the edge. You got to game plan him every snap.
So, Sean, looking at the biggest differences for a pass rusher playing in a 3-4 versus a 4-3, what do you see as the advantages and disadvantages of those two?
Well, a 3-4 linebacker has to do it all, right? You have to go against a 330-pound left or right tackle. You have to be able to pass rush and hold up against the run. But you also have to cover a running back or a tight end. You know, cover running back out the backfield and the tight end possibly doing a flat or a seam route. So the combination, it's a special, I would say, breed of guy that you have to have to play that outside linebacker spot.
We're talking to Sean Merriman. What about the offensive line play now? There have been a lot of suggestions that it's not what it used to be, that the linemen aren't getting equipped or trained in college well enough as they come into the pros. Do you see that as you look at the league?
Well, it's a couple of things. That one being that the offense that's run now are really, really protecting guys and getting the ball out fast and having a really system offense, if you want to say that, timing routes and guys, you know, they don't have to hold the ball as long and things like that. I mean, I remember, you know, playing against the Kansas City Chiefs, right? And they lined up in power set and they just ran the ball, they had broke, and they, you know, they had these 5 or 7 steps. Drops and held the ball for a little bit, so the offensive lineman had to stay with their guy a little bit longer. So, you know, the game has changed in that way.
We're talking to former NFL player Sean Merriman. So the draft this year, some of the top picks, certainly the top 10, were loaded with defensive linemen. Who stood out to you? Do you like Bosa, Williams? Who do you think will be make the biggest mark on their team this year?
Yeah, Bosa. Bosa's probably the number one coming out of that because he's the most NFL ready. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he'll learn a playbook, he'll pick up on the game, but you can put him on the field right now and he's going to go make plays. I got a chance to spend a little time with him at the draft when I was called out to call the Chargers second round draft pick and spent about 20 or 30 minutes with Bosa and just going over his game and what I liked about it. And I told him he's going to have success early, but, you know, kind of just watch certain little things. And I think he's going to be a great player.
All right, you know, we're broadcasting live out of Houston, Texas. How do you think the Texans' defense will fare this year? They've shored up the secondary a bit. It's a pretty good front seven, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those guys are stacked. I mean, on both ends, if you think about it. And J.J. Watt, he just you know, even with some of the injuries he's had, the back and the knee and some of the other stuff, he's still able to go out and dominate. And that shows you his level of play, right? Because normally when a guy has these type of injuries, you'll see their game drop off just a little bit. But there's no drop off with his play.
So that's Sean Merriman. You've got the Lights Out Extreme Fighting League. Tell us again the website where people can go to learn more.
Yeah, July 6th is our next fight here in Burbank, California. Go to lightsoutxf.com to get your tickets. This event's going to be big.
That's a big one. All right, Sean, thanks so much for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.